So the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, holding several meetings today. This morning, he's chaired a meeting of the National Coronavirus Command Council. At 2 o'clock, he's meeting with the premiers and then a meeting with cabinet. And you know what usually happens after that, right? Usually after that, an announcement is made. So we will see if the president addresses the nation tonight. No announcement yet, but it is possible. Perhaps a tightening of restrictions around COVID-19. We are in the third wave. Numbers are skyrocketing. Hospitals in Gauteng are pretty much full. So what would you expect him to do? What do you think the president could be doing around restrictions? I'd love to hear from you on that. The acting health minister, Mameluke Kubayengobane, has hinted at more restrictions. The MAC also wants tighter restrictions. David Makura, the premier of Gauteng, which we know is the epicenter at the moment, is asking for increased measures. The Western Cape premier, Alan Wendy, is not asking for a change in an alert level, but is asking for gatherings to be restricted. So let's find out a bit more about this. Babalo Ndenze, EWN parliamentary correspondent. Babalo, thank you for your time today. You've had a look at the president's diary. What does it tell us and what might we expect?
Hi, thanks, Mandy. Yes, the president, as you've correctly mentioned, a busy day today. He's having a number of meetings. And the two most critical of these meetings is the Command Council meeting, which comes at a more urgent time than ever before with the third wave that's upon us. Rising numbers, infections at daily are actually higher than the US daily numbers, you know, to give our listeners some perspective. So there are these talks of further restrictions, curfew numbers in terms of gatherings, and industries are in a bit of a panic as well, even though as talks of stricter restrictions, including alcohol, are also being punted. And since the beginning of the lockdown, we've had a total of 20 weeks of no alcohol sales collectively, according to the industry, since the beginning of the state of disaster. So the country will be watching these quite closely, you know, as well as various industries, Mandy.
Thank you, Babalo. Babalo Ndenze, EWN parliamentary correspondent, monitoring all of that. We don't know at this stage if there is going to be an address from the president tonight, but it usually happens after an NCCC meeting and a cabinet meeting. The last time that we were in level 3 lockdown, that was in December and January during the second wave. And at that stage, we saw a ban on the sale of alcohol, an evening curfew from 9 o'clock, closing borders, a ban on gatherings, the extended closure of schools. So who knows what we might see. I think gatherings is the big one there.